Gracias.
Thank you, Chet. Greetings, and we're grateful for your answers so far. I'm going to cover issues 16 and 17 with specific questions. 16, right to a fair trial. First, apparently there are many complaints about police abuse committed over the last few years. To give you an example, the Association of Public Defenders submitted to Parliament 85 complaints of police abuse that reportedly occurred in 2021. On that, could the delegation kindly tell us what the state has done to investigate these 85 complaints submitted to the Parliament and other complaints received by Parliament in the same period of time? Also, we would be grateful if you could tell us about the amparo remedy, or the writ of amparo provided under Uruguayan law. This remedy, is it an effective remedy that can be, that people can avail themselves of for cases of police abuse? And do victims invoke this remedy of amparo? And finally, on 16, still issue 16, with regards to the criminal proceedings initiated before the entry into force of the new Code of Criminal Procedure, once again we would like you to tell us, if you could, about measures adopted by the state party to ensure that these proceedings occur consistent with applicable due process and fair trial international standards. In your periodic report, you referred to this, but you only said, and I quote, that these process in these proceedings, the right to everybody to a fair trial, persistent to these principles, was respected. But you didn't tell us exactly what you've done to ensure that that happens. That was 16. Let me now move on to issue 17 and combating impunity and reparation measures in connection with the serious human rights violations which occurred under the dictatorship. First of all, we asked you for some information about the outcome of the Working Group on Truth and Justice, which is working on the investigation of crimes against humanity committed between 1968 and 1985. We still haven't been given that information. In fact, your sixth periodic report does not refer to this, the outcome of the work of this Working Group on Truth and Justice. Secondly, I'd be grateful if you could tell us about the non-applicability of the statute of limitations under law 18026 of 2006, which is a law, as you will recall, on cooperation with the International Criminal Court. Now, this non-applicability of the statute of limitations, does it apply to the crimes appearing in that law? And does this non-applicability also cover crimes against humanity committed during the last, under the last military dictatorship? Finally, or rather thirdly, you have a Crimes Against Humanity Specialized Prosecution Service. Has this service ever convicted any perpetrator of torture and other serious crimes committed during the 1973 to 1985 period? If so, could you elaborate kindly? Number four, still on issue 17, I'd like to refer to reparation. Could you tell us whether the pensions granted under Law 18033 of 2006 are compatible with those pensions obtained by the beneficiaries who are merely registered with the Social Security scheme? If not, please tell us why not. And finally, we'd be grateful if you could tell us whether you have contemplated granting comprehensive reparation, including economic reparation, to the relatives of the victims of enforced disappearances that occurred during the 1973 to 1985 period. If so, what are these reparation measures? Thank you very much in anticipation for the answers you'll be kind enough to provide to us. Thank you.